Sanders and by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle.
Ooh. Never could do this before. It was a real shame. This grass deserves to be played on.
The students were out here all the time, though, weren't they?
10 years ago, maybe. But I saw fewer and fewer of them out here, enjoying the world. I remember one day I was on my way to my office, just right there, and some fraternity brother, undergrad, walked right into me, nose stuffed into his phone, scuffed my brand new shoes. I wonder where he is now.
Well, that's dark, Julian.
I'm joking, Calvin. Relax. I actually looked him up in our system. Turns out he's running some seafood bartering racket in Rhode Island, doing quite well from what I saw. His hedge fund father would be proud.
Sir?
Good morning, Roger.
Ren Foster and Carla Attani have asked to speak with you.
Well, that's terrific news to start my day with. You hear that, Calvin?
That's great, Julian.
Here, take a few swings. I'll be back soon.
Man, he's a strange guy. I mean, brilliant, but strange.
He's not that brilliant. And don't get too close to him.
Ren.
Whatever it is, Lance, the answer is no.
Please, can I just talk to you first?
Carla, do you hear something?
No. I thought I heard a very small man, but I think I was wrong.
Ren, I just need to talk.
Do you know what the worst thing about you is, Lance? You actually think you're not a bad person.
Good morning, ladies. I have fresh coffee in my office. Shall we?
Nice office.
Is that the provost's desk?
I always admired it. 100-year-old walnut. When he left after the reboot, I assumed he wouldn't miss it. And don't worry, the phonograph isn't electric. Antique hand-cranked. I'm not quite gauche enough to keep modern luxuries for myself.
Right.
Cream and sugar?
Black.
Same.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Come on, Julian. We didn't come here to play games.
We're ready to join you.
That's terrific. Just terrific.
Look, I'm not happy about how you did it, but you're right. It's time to rebuild.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I know I made mistakes. Awful ones. But with you, I can correct them.
That's the plan.
But to be clear, we're not your supplicants or your employees, okay? We're colleagues. Partners.
Yes, of course. Come on. Let's introduce you to the rest of the team.
I hope this works.
As long as everyone does their jobs, it will. We just need to stick to the plan.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
I'm so glad this worked out the way it did. The rest of the team is going to be thrilled.
And where will we be working?
I suppose wherever you want. We keep offices in some of the other buildings. Just make sure you use the tunnels.
Right, but this is the main area.
It is. We try to stay close to the Ark when we can. It's connected through a local area network that's close to this wing, so we often find ourselves here.
There's no backup?
We don't have the hardware. We're trying, but we barely found what we needed for this one.
What's the passcode to the doors?
1776.
How patriotic. It's the same for all of them?
Except for our private offices. No secrets amongst friends. This is odd.
Where is everyone?
I don't know. I told them to meet here so they can welcome you. Hello? Calvin? This is Julian. Is anybody there?
What's up?
I honestly don't know. Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Okay, what the hell is going on, Ren?
I don't know. Just stick to the plan. We need to get to the Ark.
Your move, Peanut.
Sorry.
You okay?
What if this doesn't work?
It'll work. I promise.
Right, but what then, Dad? I mean, really, what comes next?
I don't know what comes next. I wish I did, but I don't. All I know is we'll do it together.
Thanks, Dad.
Danny?
Calvin, what's up?
I need you to come with me.
For what?
Please, it's time sensitive.
I need to stay here, and we gotta finish our game, plus, who's gonna watch all these kids?
They're teenagers. They'll be fine.
Really? Because all you had was one of mine against a base full of cops. And how'd that work out for you?
Danny, please. I need to speak with you right now. It can't wait.
Dad!
I'll be right back. I promise. I love you.
Guys, we gotta move.
What's wrong? Is it mom?
Dad's gone.
What?
Where'd he go?
They took him.
What do we do?
What we did before. Improvise.
Well, I'm just sorry about this. Seems like my request for a welcome committee went unheralded.
It's really okay, Julian.
Yeah, to be honest, we'd prefer to get straight to work anyway.
I could have guessed that. Ren was always a bit of a workaholic.
Guilty as charged.
If only the rest of the team had that ethic, I'll find Calvin and get you set up. Sit tight.
We'll be here.
Okay, he's gone.
I'd say we've got about 5 minutes to get to that Ark and shut it down.
Oh, God, I hope Danny has it under control.
He can handle it.
Yeah, are you sure?
Worst case scenario, the kids definitely can.
This is Roger at 237 in lockup. Any idea when these Rugrats' parents are getting back? I didn't sign up to be a babysitter. Ridiculous.
Hey! Officer... whatever. Something's wrong with Lana. I think it's another asthma attack.
Okay.
You're the first responder, aren't you? My sister's having an asthma attack. You want to explain to Julian how you let his newest hire's daughter die?
All right, Jesus. Okay, okay.
She's in here. She just stopped breathing, I don't know.
All right, okay, out of the way. What the hell is this?
Hold him down.
Let me go, you little sons of...
Here, Lana, tie up his legs.
I can't.
Here, let me in there. That'll hold him.
Nice acting, everyone.
Can I actually have my inhaler now? That part wasn't really acting.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, Tyler, you remember where Mom said the tunnels are?
Of course I do. This place is basically daycare for our entire childhood.
Perfect. Let's get out of here.
What about our parents?
Yeah, what do we do about them?
We trust them.
Calvin, look, whatever this is, it's gonna have to wait. I need to get back to the kids.
In here, now.
What the hell was that, Calvin?
Shut up, we don't have time.
What's going on?
I need you to tell me what Ren and Carla are planning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And we don't have time for this. Julian already knows.
What?
I don't know how he found out, but he knows you guys are planning some kind of escape. You need to tell me what you're doing so I can help.
You work for Julian.
I did. But he's lost it. He's dangerous. I know we helped him, but we're done. There's a new way to do this reboot.
Well, good luck with it.
The rest of the team is gone. They already bailed. I need you. I'm not Calvin, the guy who works here right now. I'm Calvin, your friend. And if you want to save your wife and kids, you need to trust me.
Over there, Ren.
The Ark.
1776, right?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
Try it again.
Okay. Oh, I definitely put it in right.
Yes, you did. I changed it.
Julian, put the gun down.
No, I don't think I will. See, I had a feeling this might happen, so I decided to run you both through one last test. You failed. It's clear you can't be trusted.
Trust? This is a crime, what you're doing, and we're not going to help you commit it. You have no right to decide who lives and who dies. People, a society needs to be free, and you used to understand that.
You're so naive, Wen. And I'm so disappointed.
Julian, this Pelham, over.
Go.
The kids escaped lockup. They're on the run.
You hear that? They're gone. And as soon as they're out, they're gonna tell everyone alive in the city about what you're doing here. It's over.
Are you sure about that? Pelham, this is Julian. Do it.
Copy.
Do what?
You think I didn't have a plan for this, too?
It's through this door.
That doesn't sound good.
Hurry up and get in!
If this wasn't the situation, I'd say these tunnels are pretty cool.
If you were with us the last time we were in a tunnel, you'd have a different opinion.
Just breathe, Lana, okay? You're okay.
Which way do we go?
Stop.
Lance.
Don't move, and don't do anything stupid, please. Wait. Where is he?
Hello. Do you have some?
Oh, please say no.
I've got him.
Terrific.
There's a problem, though.
What?
Danny's not here.
What do you mean you don't have Danny?
He wasn't with him, sir.
He must be somewhere else then. So why don't you figure it out and find him?
Yes, sir.
And if he's not found in the next 15 minutes, execute him.
What?
You can't do that.
I'll do exactly what I have to. The integrity of the project must be maintained.
Do you understand? Lance?
Copy. Sweep the whole building. I'm going to see what I can get from them. I need one of you to tell me where your dad is.
Sure. Why not? You've always been so helpful to us.
Listen, I'm not joking.
I don't know where he is. Why don't you send some of your goons?
I'm trying to save your lives right now. So stop screwing around.
So that's it? You're going to kill us?
I won't have to, if you help me right now.
You can still fix this, Julian.
What would you suggest?
Let us go. Tell everyone in the city what you have here. Share it.
So they can steal it all? Destroy it? No. I don't think I'll give in to the mob today, Ren.
God, what happened to you?
I saw people for what they really were.
No, you saw what you wanted to see. Riots, looting, chaos, cruelty, because it made you better than them. It gave you power and you needed that, right? But you don't have anything, not really.
Let's see about that. Carla, go to the keypad on the door. Do it! Enter 1738.
I will not ask twice. Both of you, inside!
We need masks.
Not today.
Julian, no!
I said get inside!
Let him go!
Danny!
Stay back!
No, it's over. Let him go.
I will stay when it's over! I'm the one in control!
Not anymore. Get the gun!
Got it!
Danny, give me a hand!
Kevin, what are you doing?
I'm saving you now. Get out of the way!
Get up! Get off me! Get off me! No! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
What are you doing?
I'm ending this.
Kevin, he'll die in there.
I'm not letting him hurt anyone else again.
Is it over? Not quite. Calvin, where's the radio?
Over there.
Okay. And we can broadcast from here?
AM, FM, whatever you want.
Perfect. Okay. This message is for anyone who's still alive in the city, broadcasting from the Lawrence Life Sciences building at Eastern University. There is a stockpile of food, water, medicine, and other supplies here, and a working generator. Anyone who needs something, help yourselves and help your neighbors. And I know you're desperate, but please, remember that we're all in this together. Trust each other. Look out for each other.
Well said.
Where are the kids?
I need a couple guys with me at the east entrance. There's some civilians banging on the door.
Copy. I'm Oscar Mike. Wait, there's a guy over here, too.
What's that?
Nothing.
I need some backup here, guys.
Doesn't sound like nothing.
Identify yourself.
Calvin Rhodes, open the door.
What the hell is this?
Mom, Dad.
Are you guys okay?
We told the city, Lance. We told them what you all had here. And they're coming to get it. There's maybe a dozen of them outside right now. It'll be hundreds by tonight, thousands by tomorrow.
It sounds like you guys better get out of here then.
You're not gonna try to stop us?
It isn't enough, and it doesn't change anything, but I'm sorry for everything. There's an underground parking garage with a couple of trucks in it. Take them. And get out of here.
Thank you. Okay, kids, let's go.
We could stay. Help distribute supplies like your dad.
I'll handle that. I was part of the problem. I'll be part of the solution. Besides, you don't want your kids around when 10,000 hungry, cold, and angry people show up here. It could be a disaster.
Those people might surprise you.
I hope they do. Either way, you need to go to Texas.
Is it just a rumor, or is there really power there?
Honestly, I don't know. With everyone in the reboot breaking off for their own agendas, who knows what's going on anywhere. But Texas does run off its own separate grid, so there's a chance. And if there's even a chance at a normal life, you guys deserve it.
Thanks, Calvin. You saved my family.
You just let me know what you find out there.
Stop! You stop right there!
Roger.
Hold them there, Pelham. The whole city's coming down on us, and I'm not letting them get away with it.
Yes, we are, Roger.
What'd you say?
Ren, you guys go.
Now, Pelham, don't make this mistake.
It's not a mistake.
They're gonna kill you for this.
I don't care. Hurry, Ren.
Come on, guys, this way. It's just through this door. Come on! Go, go, go! Come on!
Ren Foster. It's day 197 since the blackout. It took us about a month to get across the country. The power's out everywhere. You have no idea what it's like to see wreckage from planes that just fell out of the sky every place you stop. This thing is bigger than we imagined. We still don't know everything, and we still haven't gotten over what we lost. but I can finally say that we're about 2 miles from the official border of the state of Texas, and hopefully a functioning Texas interconnection power grid. For the first time in a long time, things are starting to get better.
We made it.
It's hot.
And that was Tyler Foster with the obvious weather report.
I'll check the pump, see if there's any gas left.
Wait, is that a bar inside the gas station?
Well, good to see Texas is still Texas.
If that's Texas, I'm gonna like it here.
Should we check it out?
I'll go with you.
I'll meet you in there. I just want to use the restroom real quick.
Any of you guys ever been here before?
Never really been interested in Texas.
I read a lot about it.
Every place we stopped was the furthest I've been from home.
Same here. I bet there's good hunting out here, Lana.
Maybe we'll find a store and finally get a second rifle.
It's Texas. There's definitely a gun store. Hey, what's the first thing you guys are going to do with electricity?
Man, I don't even know.
It's been like 6 months since I even thought about my phone.
Yeah, I barely remember what a text sounds like.
Is it crazy that I actually feel hopeful about this?
I don't think so.
Do you guys want to throw rocks at stuff?
What?
I don't know. We're teenagers with nothing to do. Sounded right to me.
He's got a point.
Touche. Let's go.
Danny?
Calvin, we made it.
Good. I was starting to get worried about you guys.
We're fine.
Danny?
I'm here.
You made it to the roadhouse.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the place. How many gas station bars can there be?
Did you get the package from the back room?
I haven't checked back there yet. We just got here.
You have to get the package, Danny. None of this works if you don't...
I know, Calvin. Just give me a second. I don't understand why this has to be a secret.
Because it has to be you, Danny. And only you. Are you still prepared to follow through with the plan?
I can do it.
With your help, we can end the reboot from the inside and bring power back to the people. We need you more than anyone else. You need to be sure.
I'm sure.
Good. Now what do you say when you meet the targets?
With the power go the people.
Good. You can do this, Danny. You can be the hero. Good luck.
Well, it definitely smells like a roadhouse bar.
Much better. So, what'd I miss?
Not much. I don't see a light switch.
I found it. Huh. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No matter what happens, Ren, I'm glad we made it here.
Me too. Damn it.
I mean, maybe the bulbs are out.
Maybe the circuit breaker tripped?
I mean, it's probably been a while since anyone even tried, right?
We were wrong. There's nothing here. There's nothing anywhere.
It's okay, Ren.
I was just so sure if we just made it here. Danny, what are you doing?
Bar's still stocked, and we don't need electricity to have a drink.
I don't know.
One drink to celebrate our arrival? I mean, look, they got Dr. McKillicuddy's and Mad Dog 2020 under the bar.
That stuff really can survive an apocalypse after all.
Okay, one drink.
That's the spirit.
What do we drink to?
Our collective failure.
Whatever you want. I'm buying. Oh my God.
The lights are on.
The lights are on.
Woo!
Welcome to Texas, y'all.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Ren, with Andre Royo as Julian, Ben Begley as Calvin, Will Britton as Officer Roger, Ray Stoney as Lance, Chloe Brooks as Carla, Christopher Backus as Danny, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, T.C. Carter as Hunter, Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, Spence Moore II as Carter, Caroline Newton as Kira, Josh Holloway as the Sheriff Elijah, Sam Littlefield as Guard 1, Ian Eugene Ryan as Guard 2. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Matt Sobel and Brett Francois. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond 5. Blackout is a Q-Code and Endeavor Content production.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.